The Indigo Girls are in the house, and you're hearing them in rotation right here on Sirius XM 149. Request their tunes. Amy's new CD, Prom, is out on the street, and both Blender and Driver Education have been popping up on the Sirius XM Hot 20 every single week. And I know that now that we've added some of the quote-unquote new tunes from Rarities, which aren't really new, that's sort of pulling songs out that are unreleased and demos and things from EPs and live recordings. We've added some of those into rotation. So make requests, call up, ask for them, ask for the Indigo Girls. We will play them. We really will. And we are. I just was so. I'm always, as a listener, and not so much as a radio programmer, just as a listener, when something like a Rarities or B-side or compilation CD comes out, I'm always a little skeptical if the band really is behind it, if it's just the label who's like, you know what, we got to make some more money, let's throw a CD out there. And I really feel like you guys got behind this CD because the liner notes are really, you know, tell you the story of these songs, and I really feel like it's you behind, you know, how the CD moves through, and it really does take you on a journey from, you know, track one to track 18.
Well, Epic, it was Epic's idea to put out a Rarity, so, you know, but we agreed to do it, and once we agreed to do it, we really put a lot of effort and a lot of thought behind it, and we really considered the fans and what they wanted to hear mm-hmm. to a great extent, so it was a labor of love, and we did put a lot into it.
It definitely shows, because like I said, I'm always a little like, you know, is this really the band? And so I popped it in, you know, didn't look at the liner notes, no nothing, just listened to first time beginning to end, and I was like, wow, this really takes me on a journey.
Good.
This takes me somewhere.
Cool.
I like this. And then, of course, it makes me crack open the liner notes and go, what's the story behind this one? Oh, I think I heard that before. Oh, that's right. That was on an EP. Ooh, this is a cool live thing. Where did this come from? So check it out. Rarities is the newest CD. It's just out on the street right now from the Indigo Girls. Visit their website. Get it through them, indigogirls.com, and all their discography is there of all their studio CDs as well as some live recordings. And Amy Ray's, both of her solo CDs, Stag, as well as Prom, are there. And if you want some really different, interesting music to listen to, I got to say, pick up Amy's CDs, because both of them, just, you know, you really reach down into your guts and spilled it all out to me. As a singer-songwriter, that was really, I don't know, you just really reached down somewhere inside of you and just put it all out there. Songs like Rural Faggot on the new CD, and,
Yeah.
That's some hard stuff.
Yeah, there's some good people playing with me, so it's solo, but it's collaborative, like to say, you know.
Oh, of course.
A lot of good,
without your friends,
a lot of good punkers.
You know, yeah, without your friends, you're nothing in this world, I think, you know.
It's true.
And that's one of the things that's great about how you guys have really embraced, over the years of your career being big label musicians, quote unquote, a lot of independent musicians through your own record label, Damon Records, and being out on tour, you know, with all these young musicians who absolutely deserve, you know, a chance to be heard
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, really put their music out there in front of folks who are hungry for something that's interesting. Because I think the average Indigo Girls audience member, every time I've been to a show, they always seem to be, you know, like that person you think, you know what, that's a kind of like granola, interesting person who has got some ears that are always open for something new. So I know you guys have really changed, really, truly, and I'm not just saying this, have changed the face of independent music and really given some independent artists out there some real hope. I mean, you've put out quite a number of CDs on Damon, and just having heard it now from them, from the other side, and they may not say it to your face. I mean, they probably do, but I know, you know, when you guys, as the Indigo Girls, you know, as the brand, you know, the Indigo Girls really embrace young musicians like that. They so appreciate it. And we, as listeners, you know, me just Joe listener, I so thank you for doing that. Because otherwise they're not going to ever be discovered.
Mm-hmm. So, well, they might be, but we get the benefit of playing with them.
Yeah, you get to have the fun part in discovering new talent and, you know, really being able to spotlight that talent. And just, it's so awesome that kind of thing. I'm sure, I'm making a guess you're going to continue to do that as you go into the next chapter of your career.
Absolutely.
As the Indigo Girls, and I seem to recall reading something that this is the last Sony CD.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you guys going to take a break for a little while?
No.
We have plans to make a new studio record in the beginning mm-hmm. of the year sometime, so. And as far as what we're going to do as a label or independent or whatever, we're just in the process of working that out now.
Yeah. Well, I don't care about the label. I just care about the music.
That's all right.
That's all I care about.
That's all we care about.
I just like, well, I think they're done with Sony. Are they going to go and, you know, go their separate ways? Or?
No. We have plans to continue on.
Well, that is a really great thing to hear. And you heard it here on Charlie Dyer's GLB. Thank you so much to both of you, Amy and Emily.
Thank you.
Indigo Girls, stopping by in the studio. Check out the website, indigogirls.com. Lots of tour dates coming up tonight in Redwood City, all through up the West Coast, heading up through Oregon and Washington, up into Canada, so you can definitely go see them perform. And they're even going to be on a cruise later this year. Going to be cruising with the ladies.
That's right.
Over at Olivia. So lots of chances to see the Indigo Girls. Thanks again.
Thanks, Charlie.
Charlie Dyer's GLB on Sirius OutQ 149.
Hope you enjoyed that interview and performance with the Indigo Girls. They're out on the road right now, as they always are. They tour like just crazy all the time, and Amy Ray has a new solo CD out on the street. Check it all out at their website, indigogirls.com. And we did manage to twist their arm to perform one more tune, even though we did run out of time. So here is Emily all by herself singing Walk Your Valley.